brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, September 6, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, with InfoWars Nightly News premiering at prisonplanet.tv/news and also InfoWarsNews.com. All right, we have incredible meltdown of the Eurozone by design. We told you all this was coming. The establishment's acting like it was unforeseen. The Eurozone is meant to break up. They create a union. They get countries to waive their rights to that union. Then they implode that union and out of the crisis transfer power to a, quote, private union, private financial system that owns and controls the once sovereign countries. It's like a scaffolding around a building was what the EU was. Same thing with the North American Union. We've been in officially 4 or 6 years. The general public doesn't know that. The deals have already been signed to merge the EU with the North American Union. It's all happening. Mexican troops and police are all over the U.S. engaging in police activity. Finally coming out in mainstream media. It's all part of getting rid of sovereignty and just destroying any chance that there is to ever get control of the global crime bosses, because they write the international laws. So that's all coming up today. Obviously, I've been getting a lot of phone calls from friends and family, some of the worst wildfires in decades in populated areas. Over 1,000 homes now, it was just 500 yesterday, burned down in Austin and outside Austin. There is a 20-mile-long fire stretching just outside Austin in Bastrop, just a few miles from where I'm sitting. And government is announcing that they're just letting the fire burn because government can't deal with it. Government can't and won't protect you. The only group that had big enough numbers to accurately assess fires and battle them across the country, because they're always happening, is the National Guard. And then the governor will invite in the Guard from other states. But in the last 6 years or so, they've been pretty much federalized, and they're overseas running checkpoints, building fences, helping grow opium, and helping load it on the aircraft and putting it on the news. So do you think the globalists want the National Guard helping grow opium that they make $500 million off of? Or being dispatched to deal with fires? No, we do have army here, but we're told they're for combat with the American people. And we do have a record FEMA and Homeland Security funding, but that's for checkpoints and domestic surveillance grids and face scanning cameras and license plate reading cameras and operations on the streets of America, the threat fusion centers, federalizing local police. Oh, my gosh, though, there were big cheers. I saw it on the news that Rick Perry returned from the campaign trail, and he said, listen here, Texas is more important. I'm here to fight the fires. Everybody's like, woo, we're saved. But then we got the news today. FEMA was going to come on Wednesday, but now they're coming today. We're all saved. Maybe they'll cut the power off like they did in New Orleans, or sabotage the police radios, as they admittedly did. Maybe they'll go to high and dry areas and confiscate firearms again. I mean, everybody's really scared that there's hundreds of fires all around Austin and inside Austin, and whole areas being evacuated. I was watching this weekend from my back porch, about 3 miles away, as 5 helicopters. The sheriff's department helicopter and the rest of them, thank God they're actually doing something worthwhile now, flying around, scooping water up out of the nearby lake and dumping on the fires. Looked like Mordor, Armageddon at night. It's huge.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, my friends. It is Monday, the 6th day of September, 2011. And I want to get into the big wildfires that are taking place, particularly here in Central Texas, but in different areas of the state and other areas of the country that are parched by a drought, the worst that we've seen since the big drought that happened in areas of the Midwest in the 1950s. Because it's not just about the fires and the 1,000-plus homes that have been lost. It's the fact that from day one, it's been confirmed here in our local news that when the fire departments were called on Sunday, when all of this began, they didn't even respond to the initial fires and showed up hours later once they'd started. Some of these fires are more than 20 miles long, crossing the Colorado River. The one that started in Bastrop linked up with two other fires has been the most devastating. But this is what happens. This is what happens naturally. That's why in the old times, people would build a fire break, or basically a 4 to 6 foot mound of dirt or rock around their home place. And when droughts came, people basically would then put goats in around their house and have them eat the grass down to the rock and then turn the goats out outside the rock fence. You drive around anywhere in Central Texas, which is prone to drought off and on, and you see the little rock walls around the houses. That's to keep fire out. That's a fire break. Also, old-timers knew that you needed to cut big strips of timber and fire breaks along property lines, and they would go to their neighbors and say, hey, Bob, let's work together and cut down this timber. But nowadays, it's frowned upon to cut fire breaks. You go out west, they have just incredible fires. Montana, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. Because the U.S. Forest Service in some of those states has control of more than 85% of the land. And they will not allow any of that timber to be removed when it falls over. And it is just gigantic, gigantic piles, in some cases, of 100 years of dead wood. And when it lights up, it's just amazing. Then the Forest Service will attempt to go out and fight it, thus not letting it burn out. And so once you get 30, 40, 50, 60 mile an hour winds and lightning strikes when it's dry, it causes unnatural infernos to just roll. You know, growing up here in Texas, every spring, the sunsets are incredibly red and gorgeous. And a lot of times you can even smell the smoke and see it in the sky from Mexico because the winds are blowing from the south to the north and they're burning their fields, controlled burns, because it puts nitrogen and other key minerals and fertilizers back into the soil. That's how old-fashioned agriculture is done, minus the chemicals, and you see that. So fire is a natural part, and there's all this incredible fear-mongering. I talked to neighbors. I talked to people at the store because I was basically surrounded by the fires. I live out west of Austin, and there was just smoke in all directions. You could see it billowing up. Beautiful blue skies as the cold front blew in, and we went from about 110 degrees on average to 58 last night, but during the day it's going to go up into the 80s. Just gorgeous blue skies, but billowing on the horizon, big black thunderheads that were not thunderheads, but that were gigantic fires. This is natural. If you read what Lewis and Clark wrote about seeing big prairie fires and forest fires on the horizon and big black, what appeared to be thunderheads but weren't, were smoke. If you read what any of the accounts of natives were, that was a big issue, was fire from lightning strikes. And that's why there is more timber now in North America than there was 100 years ago and before. Because most areas didn't have timber because it had been burned out from lightning strikes. Humans come in, pump water to the surface from the aquifers, irrigate. In these droughts, where do you see the animals? I've got like 50 turkeys in my yard every day, deer everywhere. And we've got a little plastic swimming pool we fill up and they come and drink out of it. But the point is people always demonize human activity. And I've heard Al Gore, he says the hurricane hit New York because of human activity. He's, of course, saying the wildfires are humans. Every time a dust storm blows in Australia, which they've always had there, from the interior, Australia's only green around the edges, the coastal areas, they get on the news and say, pay us carbon taxes. It will fix everything. Literally, just pay government money and you won't have a red dirt dust storm anymore. California had one a few years ago, and the politically incorrect guy got up there on his show on HBO, Bill Maher, and said, this is global warming. I mean, that's like saying you slipped and broke your leg because God's mad at you, not because you didn't look where you were stepping. It's they talk to you like you're five-year-old children. So I want to break something down here. A, this is natural. This area, that's why if you look at a map of the vegetation in Texas, it's green from East Texas out of Louisiana, Mississippi. Some areas are almost tropical. There's swamps with alligators, the whole nine yards. Like some areas are listed as what do they call it, subtropical, tropical, lily pads, you know, 100,000 acres, swamp, rivers, lakes, amazing. And as you move towards the middle of the state and cross about the Austin line west, it starts getting drier and drier and drier. You drive 50 miles outside Austin, say northwest, suddenly you're in scrub brush and cactuses everywhere. You drive another 100 miles, you're in desert. And they're on the news saying, this is global warming. Texas is like this because of human activity. Ladies and gentlemen, Texas has always been arid from Austin over. Everything's green right up to Austin, and then you roll off down into the hills that start turning into mountains, and up towards the North Plains Desert. Down towards the south, you can go down into the Southwest. You can go out into Big Bend, where they filmed a lot of Westerns with John Wayne. They went there to film Western movies based in deserts because it's always been a desert. Paying Al Gore money isn't going to change that. And people move in and build in the middle of, on the edge of a desert. When there's a drought, this area is turning into a desert right now. It's always happened. It happened in the 50s. There are the medians in some areas. The grass has been dead for a few months. Some areas, the grass is blown away, and there's desert. It's turning into a desert. And as soon as it starts raining and goes back into that cycle, then it will rain all those seeds. It's going to look like a flower jungle because of all this. When the plants start dying, they all drop their seeds. They say, well, I'm a plant that lives in a semi-arid area. Time to go. I'm going to put a bunch of flowers off. I'm dead. They die. The seeds are there. Rain hits it. It's going to look like a tropical rainforest here. You know, I've lived in Austin when the dam was about to break out at Lake Travis, and it was raining every day for 3-4 months straight, and these asphalt roads were falling apart because of all the rain, and oh my gosh. But I'm digressing. I'm going to get into the economy, the huge police state news. We've got Gerald Celente, again, I'm having him on a lot because he's accurately broken down what would come. The fact that even mainstream media is saying total collapse is possible, as we reported last week. Goldman Sachs is betting on the economy totally imploding and quietly telling their top investors and insiders to do that while telling their general customers everything's going to be absolutely fabulous. We've got some other important news dealing with Al-Qaeda. And Chuck Norris has put a little blurb out about Infowars.com. I think it's time to get Chuck back on. Al-Qaeda acquires weapons in Libya. EU official. This is being reported on by RA Novostat. Also, Reuters is reporting it. EU officials admit this is going on. And Chuck Norris has a new article out at WorldNet Daily and Town Hall. Feds still enable terrorists 10 years after 9/11. Is Chuck finally starting to really wake up? I know Chuck's a listener of the show. He's told me he's been listening for more than 15 years because he's got a ranch pretty close to Austin. He can hear one of our affiliates here. And, he hears me talk about 9/11 being an inside job. Is Chuck Norris starting to wake up? Again, I'm not saying there aren't Muslim extremists. I'm not saying there aren't real terrorists. I'm explaining that who are these groups being funded by and protected? Why is Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon? Why is the State Department, via lawsuits, refused, even though there's lawsuits, to release the data on Anwar al-Awlaki claiming it's about his privacy when he's supposedly a most wanted guy? Because, ladies and gentlemen, he's a U.S. government agent. And when I say U.S. government agent, I mean criminal elements within the government. At the very top, this is how compartmentalization operates. And being naive is not going to fix the society. I was helping some neighbors yesterday who had, points it doesn't matter. And they had another neighbor over at their house who'd been in Steiner Ranch. Well, one of their friends, wasn't a neighbor, had come to stay with them. Steiner Ranch burning, parts of it. And the guy was an engineer, smart guy, everything. And I brought up the fact that Al-Qaeda is being handed Libya. And he didn't know about it, but then my neighbor did. It just blows people away. And it should blow people away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Live. I'm going to get into the economy, get into the Al-Qaeda situation. Gerald Celente is joining us, Max Kaiser as well, all in the big European Union. Economic meltdown, the U.S. economy going into free fall, all by design. We're going to be breaking it down, coming up with both those guests and your phone calls. But continuing with the news, I want to play a short clip of Rick Perry in a press conference yesterday. And he was asked, what about your campaign? He'd canceled an event, and he said, hey, you know, I really want to take care of Texas. There's lives at risk, and it's so fake. Now he puts on this whole John Wayne slash Ronald Reagan type look on his face. He's such a phony. That's what's disgusting. Of course he ran back for a national photo op. He's all over national television right now going, let me tell you, campaigning is secondary to getting here to Texas and saving people. As if Rick Perry, because they all cheer, as if Rick Perry, magically he's here, he's going to save us. But there were even bigger cheers today. FEMA is out there. FEMA is out there with the fires. They, oh my gosh. You know, every time FEMA shows up, as Ron Paul pointed out, they make everybody stand down for 4 or 5 days while they get you under their chain of command. And while they run every project through themselves, and then everything completely breaks down. FEMA, it's been proven, cannot fight fires. It's done a terrible job. Cannot help people during flooding. All they can do is go to high and dry areas and confiscate firearms. But don't worry, Rick Perry is begging for FEMA. Oh, FEMA, come save us. Why doesn't Rick Perry talk about the elephant in the room? In fact, I saw it in the Austin American Statesman this weekend that getting National Guard back to Texas to fight fires is harder than you think. Most of them are overseas fighting Al-Qaeda. Yes, fighting to grow the opium. So, see, the National Guard is assigned. The governor should have a big National Guard. He doesn't have hardly any because they're overseas in all these wars. All these little fire departments are trying to band together. But when you get 20-mile-long fires and 40, 50-mile-an-hour wind, of course government came out and said, just evacuate. All we can do is send police to your area to tell you to evacuate. And then government didn't have any ways to make announcements except for breaking in on 590 a.m. with some robot voice you couldn't even understand. Guess who had real coverage and helped people evacuate all over? 590 a.m. That's who I listened to Sunday and yesterday. TV was bumbling around and couldn't get anything done. Radio, because it's unscripted. They had the fire people calling in, firefighters, police, citizens, reports. And then we learned Sunday evening, Steiner Ranch is on fire. There are flames shooting up hundreds of feet in the air. They evacuate everyone and then leave the old folks home. There's a whole old folks community there. Just left them there. But don't worry, all the liberals went to the dog shelters in Bastrop and other areas and had the news and people out there braving fire to save the animals. And the old folks were left as the flames approached. And people went, oh, we better save the old people. You know, the old people, they don't matter. Leave them in Steiner Ranch while it's burning. Last time I checked, they're now trying to get them out a day and a half later. And then, oh, my gosh, fire actually wasn't anywhere near this Bastrop pet facility, but there were all these trendies out there because they've been caught with their pants down. Well, government's always caught with its pants down. Government can't protect you, won't protect you. The idea that, woohoo, Rick Perry has returned in a purple shirt to save us. The idea that FEMA is here. I mean, when FEMA shows up, look out. Now, the National Guard, they've been fighting fires for decades and decades and decades. They actually know what to do. Control burns, bulldozers, fire berms, you name it. But see, they are not here anymore. Their numbers have been reduced by more than 90%. We do have a military here, though. But it's the, quote, deal with domestic extremists. Let's go ahead and play this Perry clip. Here it is.
You know, I'll be real honest with you. I'm not paying any attention to politics right now. There's plenty of time to take care of that. People's lives and their possessions are endangered. That's substantially more important.
Oh, yay! I actually saw the video on Your News Now of him in the fake face. All we could find was a news clip showing burning structures and smoke in the sky. But It's even more ridiculous watching how fake he is. I mean, the body language. This is a guy that's for forced inoculations of a deadly shot of little girls. This is a guy who wanted to hand over 8,000 miles of Texas roads criminally to a foreign country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me finish up with the unprecedented wildfires in and around Austin, Texas. Jaron was pointing out during the break, I might want to be specific. Maybe 0.5% of our audience knows what Steiner Ranch is or Bastrop. East of town, they've got a 20-mile-long fire, and now over 1,000 houses burned down. They've got scores of other smaller fires all around the city and inside the city. Steiner Ranch is an upscale area out on the Colorado River, just down from the large dam and Lake Travis, that's really the dammed up Colorado River. And they've had a bunch of homes destroyed over there. There was an old folks community within it. And no one at first thought to even try to get them out because they were too busy all over the place evacuating animals out of shelters that weren't even in danger. It's always the same because humans have been dehumanized in people's eyes. Human life doesn't have a lot of value. Remember all the snuff videos the Marines and the Army released of shooting men, women, and children for fun, running over cars, laughing about it, playing Elvis music while they shoot innocent people? But then those Marines threw that puppy off a cliff, and it turned out it was real video, and they got court-martialed and everything. It's because you haven't been taught to hate animals. You've been taught to hate fellow humans. You've been desensitized by seeing literally millions of simulated deaths of humans in dramas and TV shows and movies. I've seen reports of the average person sees thousands of simulated violent acts per week. And your brain takes that on as real. Your brain accepts all of that information bombarding it as if it's real. So when you just see a real person dying, it doesn't upset you anymore. You know, that's why my dad's dad was a World War II vet and saw a lot of people die. He never liked violent TV shows. He never, you know, he was a rancher, you know, tough guy and everything, but he didn't like violent TV shows. He didn't like shows with people getting shot and blood dripping out of their mouth. A few times he'd take my dad and his brother to see a movie in town, and it would be violent, and he'd get up and leave. And it wasn't that he was a wimp. It was that he'd seen the piles of dead bodies. He'd seen dead buddies. It wasn't fun. See, he hadn't been brought up on death and destruction and violence on TV. Then he'd gone and seen the real thing, and so when he saw it simulated, it brought up bad memories. Okay? And it's the opposite today. You're brought up on violence, and the major studies show, now when you go see real violence, or you go to war, you're not concerned anymore. You've lost some of your humanity. And people would call that being tough. No, it's not being tough. You see, if you've been natural and not experienced violence, but then experienced the real thing, but then experienced simulation, you don't like it. But if you've been shown simulated violence, and then you've shown the real thing, you either don't care or you like it. Do you understand how important that is? Who developed all the shoot 'em up games for the military in the 60s? The first video games were government-financed shoot 'em ups, just with pop-ups. They noticed with police that instinctive shooting with pop-up paper. Then it moved to digital images. And it went from, in World War I, more than half the troops up close wouldn't shoot a fellow soldier because they saw him as a human being. There was a human compulsion to not want to kill him. And when you did kill somebody up close, a lot of times you would throw up after if you were sitting around with some dead bodies. Nowadays, on average, people pose with them. They get excited. They like it. Because they were shown millions of simulated violence actions in the culture without the smell of blood, without the pain, without the smell of pheromones and death, without all the danger, without the humanity. So it was like popcorn. It was entertainment. Then when you go see the real violence, you either don't care or like it. See how it's flipped. Simulated makes you not care or like the violence. See real violence, then you never like simulated. You understand that? Again, everything is psychology. More and more I realize the globalists absolutely, in their own words, are engaged in a psychological warfare operation against free humanity. But I'm digressing. All people in Austin could think about, with fires in the city and outside the city, was running and just seeing if they could say, you know, is the downtown animal shelter in danger? Is the shelter in Bastrop in danger? And I saw in some of the cases, we adopted 100% of the animals. And so they kind of use it as a gimmick. Hey, you know, we've got all these animals. They could burn up. The fires are 5 miles away. And everybody shows up to adopt the animals. Meanwhile, old folks with the fire 300 yards away, it's like, oh, just enjoy yourselves. Because you've been taught to disdain them. The Romans 2,000 plus years ago knew this. They knew that when you showed simulated combat is how the gladiatorial stuff began, with wooden spears and wooden swords. Then the rich started saying, I actually want my slaves to fight to death for my entertainment. or at the death of the leader of the house, they would have a few slaves kill each other as a human sacrifice. It was stylized, but nevertheless, human sacrifice. And then it was rich people wanted their own private party, people killing each other. And then they started getting the public into it. And finally, the entire culture was based around the dehumanizing sports. And the more corrupt society, the more poor they got, the more they put into the gladiatorial game, because you could go and cheer to decide if the gladiator lived or died, if he was on his back cut up. You had power, and you didn't care if it was your neighbor thrown in there next week, because at least you got to be part of it. And then your neighbor didn't care if you were thrown in there next week. And that's all this is a dehumanization. And like signpost on the road to perdition, we know exactly where this is leading us. So, what did Katrina teach us? What did the situation in New York teach us? What did these fires teach us? That the greenies are not green at all, and they'll seize on any event to try to sell you on letting them run your life. That's going on. But more importantly, we've learned government can't and won't protect you. They can't protect you. So, of course, they're not going to protect you. In fact, in every one of these emergencies, I've looked at them, I've studied them, disaster relief science admits this. It's the local fire department. It's the local police. It's the local volunteer fire department. It's the state police. It's the locals that are fighting the fires. FEMA shows up and bosses everybody around. They've now shown up. Took FEMA 3 days to show up. And now what are they doing? They're calling everybody in to boss everybody around and tell them what to do in the chain of command instead of fighting the fires. And now some of the fires are getting worse. Austin is encircled by a ring of fire. They're just in any direction. If you get up on a rooftop, there's big black clouds like a war is going on. Ever seen old black and white footage of World War II out on the Eastern Front where the Germans and the Russians are fighting each other and there's just smoke across the horizon or in all directions? I've seen old color film of it. Exactly what it looks like. It's prairie fires. It happens. But now there's people built up in along it. And some of the only natural fire breaks of the fire are people's irrigated homes. What have they done in response to the fire? They've ordered most people to not water, period. Oh, that's a really good idea. The aquifer still has a lot of water in it. The lakes still have a lot of water in it. Their answer is don't water. I even heard them on the news saying because the fire trucks need the water. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the only areas that hasn't burned down in the fire line in Bastrop is the Lost Pines Golf Course, which is irrigated 7 days a week. In the surrounding area, though, they tell everybody, you can water every 2 weeks in Bastrop, or maybe every week, depending on your, you know, depending on your zip code. And so what are they doing? They should be saying to everybody, irrigate everything, irrigate, wet everything down at night. No, their answer is don't. Wait till everything burns down. So that's how they operate. There are some areas of West Texas out in the desert where they have oil towns and mining towns, and there they are running out in their municipal 1,000-foot, 2,000-foot wells. What's the answer? Drill deeper. But they've always run out of water. They live in the desert. Here we have giant aquifers everywhere, but see, most of those aquifers have been bought out by big transnationals who want to just be able to charge you more. So they say, we've taken over your public utility. Now we say use less of our product, and by the way, we're doubling prices. Because, by the way, we're selling Austin water that the LCRA has sold out to Houston. I've got articles here about the National Health Service being privatized in England. Oh, they've already done tests. You think an 18-month wait on a brain tumor that's 100% operable in 1 month? But almost 0% operable, a death sentence within 6 months. You don't like waiting 18 months for that and dying? How about 2.5 years? German companies, other companies coming in, taking over their National Health Service. This is globalism. This is how you get conquered economically. You pay for the lakes to be built. You pay for the dams to be built. You pay to have the power plants built. Your money pays for it. It's low prices. And they sell it out in every case in double or triple prices and tell you it's for carbon taxes, which it has nothing to do with. But don't worry, when they shut down Texas power plants all over the place and don't let new ones open, don't worry, we'll just get our power from Mexico like we now do, large portions of it, where they have no environmental controls on the stacks. Go look at Mexican power plants online. They're just a small building and a big smokestack. They don't have the whole extra building that's the scrubber that's got, in some cases, hundreds of miles of tubing and tanks and everything. They send it through where nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water vapor. No. It's going to off-gas all that mercury and lead, send it right over in clouds over Texas where I live. But nobody cares because it's fun to get cheated. All right, I've already digressed off into this long enough. But if you are in Central Texas, we're going to open the phones up just for you after I get into some of the other news. I want to hear your view on the wildfires here. Or if you're out west and have seen the admitted National Forest Service mitigation program where they don't let you cut fire breaks, where they own over 80% of the land in most of those western states, and the devastation that's wreaked. They don't even deny that that's happened. That's on record. What do you think? Do you feel safer? Rick Perry, for another photo op, has shown up to hand everything over to FEMA. Why isn't Rick Perry saying, where is our National Guard? Why is over 90% of it overseas, building fences in other people's countries, running checkpoints instead of on our border, and growing opium? I can show you a newscast, the National Guard growing opium. How did you let Rick Perry 6 years ago, and then completely 4 years ago, with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, why did you let the government take the National Guard away from the states? Mr. 10th Amendment, Mr. States' Rights, we know you were Al Gore's chief of staff in Texas. We know in 93 and 94 you endorsed Hillary Care and said we needed National Health Service. We know you support forced inoculation, handing over our infrastructure. Go to Bilderberg. We know you like to go to transvestite bars. That much is admitted. On your expense account. I understand. Bohemian Grove, it's of the Lord. You don't get elected as a Republican president. And I guess Ron Paul doesn't dress in women's clothing, so he doesn't get to be president. I understand. All the simpering, limp-wristed, fake conservatives on talk radio will probably get to destroy America as they pose as conservatives to fool real constitutionalists into loving you with your fake black toupee. I've had it. I've had it with you. Make me sick. And Mitt Romney is almost as bad. He was not Al Gore's chief of staff, but he does support carbon taxes, and he did support National Health Service. I mean, let me tell you something. I listen to mainline neocon radio, and I want to throw up as they talk about the evils of the Democrats and the idiocy of the Democrats all day long. And sure, that's a bunch of bamboozled morons on average who think the government's going to give them a free lunch. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I get a free car now. I get free mortgages now. Oh, thank you. And Obama went along with it when old ladies and people would say, thank God I get everything free now. He sat there and smiled at them like a wolf looking at a addled sheep that it was about to eat. But you mainline conservatives who like to snicker and make fun of Ron Paul, like to call him a kook, and like to dawdle around and toddle around like morons. And I hear him calling in, I like Perry, I like Mitt Romney, that Paul can't win. I mean, was there never a con job you didn't buy into? Was there ever a scam you didn't fall? But see, you don't care. You like feeling like you're a winner. Saving the dollar, saving our manufacturing, saving the Second Amendment, saving our future doesn't matter to you. You like to go to your Republican country clubs or go to your good old boy events or go hear your state rep speak who's a mainline Republican and feel official. Or you like the little letter you get sent from Republican fundraisers of your favorite candidate, hand-signed by them, which isn't. And you like feeling like, we're going to get that Obama. You're going to be in power soon. Oh, we're going to show these Obama people. It's the same thing the idiot Obama supporters thought. They thought they were buying into their guy and that their president was in there and they got personal power through it. The very same mega banks that have set up the world government, the corporate receivership system meant to destroy every form of sovereignty. Those very groups are the ones that are financing Rick Perry. They're the same ones that financed John McCain. They're the same ones that are going to finance Obama again this round. If you go with an establishment candidate, their rhetoric doesn't matter. Their actions are what matters. And Mitt Romney and Rick Perry scream at you that they're basically Republican Al Gores or Bill Clintons. And you're so weak-minded. I remember 6 months ago, a year ago, telling you, some of you mainline Republicans, that Rick Perry worked for Al Gore and that Rick Perry supported carbon taxes and so did Mitt Romney. And I got your email saying I was a liar. And I saw the news article saying I worked for Obama. You people are truly morons. I work for the American people and the Republic and common sense and survival. I'm exposing the fact that the globalists own all the major candidates but Ron Paul. 800-259-9231.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Liberty Guard and Bob Barr's organization has been threatening to sue Homeland Security for refusing to answer their FOIA request dealing with TSA and the naked body scanners. Only a handful of the TSA systems show the, quote, stick figures. They've been caught lying and indeed do record your naked body. They've been caught lying about the radiation levels, and their own employees, it turns out, have been getting cancer from them at 8 times the normal rate in the 7 years that they've had them in at Boston Logan Airport. All of that's coming out, and Big Sis is so desperate that she's come out in Politico and attacked Matt Drudge. It's the top story at DrudgeReport.com. Janet Napolitano, Drudge is just wrong on privacy. Now, why is this important? I've told you in the last year and a half, this is the key fight. It isn't liberal. It isn't conservative. It's about freedom. It brings everybody together. Now they are talking about $40 billion a year in lost revenue from foreigners and domestic who won't travel, who won't fly, because you don't want to be groped. You don't want to have your testicles grabbed. You don't want to have your breasts grabbed. My children have never flown. My wife has not flown the last 5-6 years because they do not want to be subjected to it. And it's killing our tourist industry. But more importantly, now TSA says they're going to be on the streets of America. TSA has been caught lying about the fact that they were groping or that they were going in the pants. So I've got Paul Watson doing a story on this right now, breaking down the different lies of it. But she's now come out and responded to Drudge, and in a way to us, because a lot of those stories have been ours, at the Drudge Report that he's been carrying. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, also known as Cave Troll, is calling out web news aggregator Matt Drudge for suggesting that she's an org. I love it. This actually says org. Eager to invade the privacy of Americans, and in particular, those who travel by air. I think my nickname is Big Sis. I don't think he means it kindly, actually. See, we're destroying these people. Napolitano said today, actually recalling the moniker that often accompanies scary-looking photos of her on Drudge's popular news site. I got news for you, honey. You're even uglier than Rachel Maddow, okay? I got news for you. He's not showing ugly photos of you. You look like a jackbooted piece of trash. You look like Hermann Göring in drag, okay? And it goes on. Where previous versions showed a detailed outline of the body passing through the machine, the new generation simply shows a stick figure with an indication of what area of the body may require further checking. I'm going to get Watson on the line. I've got him doing an article to defend Drudge and hence ourselves. But do what? Ogre. Ogre. So continuing here, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is calling out web news aggregator Matt Drudge for suggesting that she's a ogre. Eager, I call them orgs, to invade the privacy, tomato-tomato, of Americans, and in particular those who travel by air. I'm going to call Watson. Think of all the lies TSA has told. Everything they've said, they've been caught lying about the radiation. They were grabbing on the outside. They said, we're not doing that. Then it was videotaped. It happened to Congress people and movie stars. Then they got caught lying, saying they weren't going in the pants. They got caught saying they weren't storing the images. Oh, my gosh. We have got Big Sis here. And this is an incredible article. By the way, I've got another one here. Chuck Norris wrote a story in which he first quoted Infowars.com. Chuck Norris warns of DHS war on white Americans. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.